Nigel, full-time but half-time overall. What's the verdict after that tonight?
Satisfied in lots of ways, certainly with the spirit and the organisation tonight. Disappointed that we go into the second leg with a goal deficit. I thought it was on for a 0-0 tonight. And maybe even pinch one ourselves.
We had the monitors up there. We're only a stone's throw from where you're sat. And I could see you mouthing, "I can't believe he's done it."
Yeah,
what a soft goal to give away.
It was, you know, with the quality that they have, if the car view open and somebody puts a goal in, you say fair enough, but he hasn't meant to do it. It's just checked back on a bit of spin, but we couldn't believe that his, you know, his hand was up there. His appeal for offside, I think that's sort of slightly put him off balance, but Jay hasn't made many mistakes for us this season. He's been immaculate, and he was again tonight apart from that.
Everybody was, really, weren't they? Everybody was disciplined, seemed to know what the jobs were.
Yeah, they did, you know, it was good all-round team performance, and I thought first half was good, caused them problems. Started the game well, we did positively. We don't want to sit back, and then we did for 15, 20 minutes in the second half and invited them on a little bit, which you've got to defend, but then when we get the ball, we have to break. And we did it well late on. I thought the last 5-10 minutes, we got it back somewhat. But it's not enough for that period after half-time.
Did you expect more from Spurs?
No, they're very patient. They play different. It's a completely different game to what we play in League One. You know, they're patient, they pass it and pass it and pass it. They put the odd cross in, but without peppering your goal, which we get, you know, most weeks in League One. I think the quality that they have, you have to concentrate at incredible levels in these sorts of games. It's more about that than dealing with the volume of balls that come in your box.
Have you seen encouraging signs, though, tonight? Signs ahead of next week that makes you think they can be got at?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to be frightened of. I think we're conscious and aware of their quality. You know, Eriksen's one of the best players in the Premier League. I mean, Harry Kane and Adebayor and Soldado coming on. But Bramall Lane, you see the 4,000 fans that we had tonight, the noise that they made, support was incredible for us again. Well, there's going to be 24,000 in there next week, so it's going to be a special night.
Very much alive, That's what everybody wanted. You'd have taken this beforehand, wouldn't you?
Yes, we would have done beforehand. But having seen how the game panned out, when we're disappointed.
Yeah.
But I think we said still be in the tie. We talked about a goal deficit. We didn't want to get that 2-3 goal deficit. But yeah, the key will be not conceding a goal at Bramall Lane next week, especially early on. That'll kill the tie. And then you're in it right till the end.
And you arrived late. I thought that might have affected you in some way, but it didn't, did it?
No, not at all. I don't. You know, all this about an hour and a quarter before and that, the preparation's in your head as much as anything. We had a little lap on the bus on the way in, stuck in traffic. I think it took us longer to get 5.5 miles than it did on the train from Sheffield. I think it did,
it's
almost.
Like that.
Yeah, it was
that's
incredible
London for you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, we'll be right back in Sheffield next week.
You mentioned Basham earlier on. I thought he was superb. Back from suspension, it shows what he offers this team, doesn't it?
Yep, he's an excellent partnership with Jay McEvely, but yeah, Chris Basham, solid, he's organised, he does a lot of organising as well, he's one of the few vocal players we have in the team, so delighted to have him back from suspension, we've missed him.
Tired legs in there?
Yeah, there are, it's going to be a difficult team to pick for Saturday. It was difficult tonight leaving Jose Baxter out, because he's been good in the last three games for us, but just couldn't get him in with the balance tonight. But I thought when he came on tonight, even for 10 minutes, he showed his quality.
How do you play this now? Because this one's very much alive. You've got an FA Cup tie to think about on Saturday. How are you going to play this with your squad now?
Very difficult. You know, you either think you're still in the tie, so how much do you rest people? You know, we're talking about, well, we're Wednesday night now, 10 o'clock-ish, so it's less than 3 days and we're off again. There's not much rest for those that have put so much effort in tonight. So it'll probably be a mix and match team.
Is it now about deciding which is more important, League Cup or FA Cup?
Yeah. Well, we're still in the tie. We've got it. We're one game off Wembley. So I think that becomes the most important one. But we don't want to go out of both cup competitions. So whatever side we put out, it's going to be competitive on Saturday.
Any chance of adding before the weekend to it?
Possibility. The trick is finding somebody that's not cup tied at this stage. One of the people we're after isn't cup tied, so that would be an option. But generally, it's going to be from within the squad.
And out of interest, Kyle Naughton going to Swansea potentially. Will you see any of that money? Is there a sell on there? Do you know?
I don't think so. I think it was. I think the fee was not far off that in the first place. So I think we're checking the paperwork eagerly at the moment.